Laura DeBarra, you are a Cork-born property portfolio developer, your promotional bumf tells me, and an illustrator working in the competitive London rental market. But this gaff goddess thing has just absolutely blown up massive. How did this begin, Laura? Did this happen before you left Cork, or what's the story?
No, it's so a brief timeline is I studied fashion in Edinburgh, and then I moved to London working in fashion. I was getting a bit fed up of it because it was fast fashion meant there was less design and it was more just looking at the Kardashians and recreating it and putting it into a high street store, and it just wasn't the old fashion way that I loved watching lots of shows and stuff. So I had started thinking of moving out, and my boss didn't want me to leave, and he instead said, would I like to work in decorating properties for him for his property portfolio? I said, no problem.
So like a bit of interior design type stuff?
Yeah, and like staging for photographs.
Right,
real estate. And then I had started really enjoying that, but then I started to see that, hang on a second, that silicone needs to be changed. We need to do this, those light bulbs, blah, blah. And then I started managing some tenants. And in the end, I ended up growing my own portfolio in one kind of postcode in London. But I have to make sure the property is nice for people to live in. Like, I don't want them moving in with a dodgy shower. So yes, I'll fix that myself. And that's kind of how it came about.
And there was no background for you in that. It was really so. Well, actually, it's a phrase I've been using a lot this week in a variety of different ways. Necessity is the mother of all invention.
It is.
So, but how do you... Had you any background in... Because I think, in some ways, I think what people love is the contrast between how stylish you look and then you've got a drill in your hand and a power belt like thing around your waist ready to go to work, and people are loving that.
Yeah, thanks. I do. I think it's because I've always liked kind of like doing a bit of technical bits and pieces here and there. Like I wanted there to be this like book out there for people who are into like... basically like nice looking things, and that's why I put all my illustrations in, but also want to learn about DIY.
A lot of people will be familiar with you already, Laura. You're a regular on RT's Today with Maura and Dahi, your Home Hack column and journal, thejournal.ie, and at Laura DeBarra on Instagram. A goldmine of clever repair, decor and DIY inspiration. It's absolutely brilliant. I love this. And the cover of Gaff Goddess, simple tips and tricks to help you run your home, is a lippy, and then the hammer beside it has the same handle covering as the lippy. It's it is a class kind of contrast of seemingly, at least up until this point, until you changed everything, contradictory things. Did you leave school straight from Cork to Edinburgh? Have you been gone? Have you flown the coop long ago?
Over 10 years now. I went to Christ the King secondary school, and then I studied the first kind of bit of fashion studying at College of Commerce. And then I was working in Brian Thomas for a while in Crawford Art Gallery. I think I didn't really know what I was going to do. And then I ended up applying for a degree in fashion in Edinburgh. Then I think I graduated 2011. And then I've been in London about six years, I think.
Thank you for the Cork background. That's all. That's always useful. So tell me how you approached going about doing the book. There's a lot of information in here.
I was basically finding that I was repeating the same things in every property, and it was always the same stuff cropping up. So I started to kind of put, my Instagram was private at the time. I started just to put up videos. I was working on my own, like filling the time, recording like what I was doing. My friends were using it. And then I started writing it down for tenants and my friends that were moving into houses. And then Penguin got onto me saying, like, would you put any of this into a book? Because it's what people need. And I was like, well, I started writing a book already. And then it kind of kicked off from there. But a lot of it, the stuff that's in it, is just stuff I see all the time. And that I realized people just don't know how to fix it anymore because the home has changed so much. Mm. Our generation before us doesn't even know the answer. Mm.
Don't store basil in the fridge. She's more of a countertop, out of direct sunlight kind of girl. Cold temps will make this sensitive gal wilt. Absolutely brilliant. I love it. Are you still managing your property portfolio? And you're hardly still going in with power drill in hand and fixing things, are you?
Oh, of course I am. I have the only email address for the company. So if anything's going wrong, it's coming straight to me. So seven days a week, I'm responding to like repairs. Usually once a month, I'm in decorating a new buy. Mm-hmm. And in like, the evenings then.
Can I hazard illustrating then at night?
Yeah, like I do kind of like a kind of a side job of illustrating.
Goodness me.
Like, I love it. It's really mindful. So, like, I don't mind.
Yes.
It doesn't feel like work.
Yes. Yes, the illustration is the way to get away from it all. But I'm getting the sense that you also love the kind of hands-on nature of going into a place and going, okay, what does this baby need?
Live for it. I get such a buzz. Like, I've gone into the viewing. It's full of people's stuff. Then on the first day, open the door, it's empty, and you just start to see all of the niggles. And in the book, you'll see that I've got this checklist, and it's the one I use when I go in every day. Hmm. And it takes you through each room. You forget about the way you always see that room or the way I would see it in the viewing. Instead, I'm looking at it.
Where's the checklist?
How does it function?
Where's the checklist?
I'll tell you now. I'll just grab my coffee. Yeah. So the checklist is in one of the early
chapters. Oh, 24, 25, is it? Yes.
That's shower. The one.
Oh, so a little. Oh, here we go. What would a goddess do?
Oh, see, you can be a gaff goddess now.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my God,
and
this is brilliant.
It tells you how to, like, you make this big list, and then it tells you, divide it into what's urgent, what's a fun thing to do, what you can do in the summer, because it's a more summer suitable job. So you don't really have to, this shouldn't scare you. Instead, it should help you feel like you're in more control.
Yes. People are looking for control in their lives. Lists.
That's it, honey.
Ticks, checks. Oh, brilliant. Thank you for your time, Laura. Really appreciate it. It's brilliant on so many different levels.
Thank you. And it's great for anyone, really, because it's something that if you've got someone in your life who's got good taste, likes a good coffee table book, but is also quite hands-on and practical, they'll be able to learn something from this.
And I think everybody will get a giggle out of it the way you've written it too. It's got a lot, you know, it's got a lot of fun to it, which is an unusual element to see in, like, door handle fixing things. Do you know what I mean?
It's one of the most fun things to do.
Fixing door handles?
Every day, any bit of DIY is fun because it's something that you're doing that's going to make life in the future better, and you're taking control. So and you can do it with a lipstick on or your favourite music on. It's something that can be turned into a fun task.
Well, even aside from the DIY part, which is brilliant anyway, just the fun element that you've brought to it. Like, why had no one thought of that before? Like,
I know.
No one had
it's
the imagination
crazy.
Or the verve or the pizzazz or whatever it might be. Look, just to finish, Laura, we are in weird times. What's going on for you? Are you in lockdown?
Everyone saw how Brexit unfolded with this government, you can only imagine what this is like with this government. And it's a scary time in London.
Yeah.
But one thing that I have been doing is I, like many other people in London, I've been listening to my home government who are handling it a lot better. And I decided 3 weeks ago when it started coming out to just stop taking the tube. At the moment, London is a little bit scary. Pubs are full at night.
Oh.
There's a section of people not taking it seriously. Mm. The market up the road for me was rammed a few days ago when I went for a walk.
Wow.
But I'm hoping that they'll just follow the rest of the world on this soon.
Laura De Barra, the Gaff Goddess, thank you so much. Pleasure.
Thank you. Thanks a million.
And good luck through it all. We'll all need it.